Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35. Nick Faribault from Steelers Now joins us in about 10 minutes' time. But right now, I hand it off to my esteemed producer, the great Charlie Borges, maybe the biggest hockey fan here at the station, the Borges Hockey Roundup. Charlie, what's going on around the NHL? Are the Penguins going to make the playoffs? Any other news and notes from the National Hockey League?
Tonight we got a light night. I think there's only two games right now, but none of them really matter for the Penguins. Looking at the other team schedules that are ahead of the Penguins or they're fighting with right now, which would be the Capitals, Islanders, and Red Wings. The Capitals have a... It seems like every team that's left has about a 50-50 shot at making the playoffs because they have two games that they're playing really good teams and then two games where they're not. Like, if you look at the Red Wings, they play the Penguins. Pretty big game. Then they play the Maple Leafs. Pretty big team. And then they end the season with back-to-back against the Montreal Canadiens, who were so far from the playoff race, it's not even funny. Then you look at the Penguins, same thing. Actually, no, the Penguins are the exact opposite. All four of their games that are left are against teams that are either ahead of them or they're fighting with.
Like, yeah, they seem to have a tough road.
And they, out of all the teams, they have the toughest, I would say. Because the Capitals, they play the Sabres, who are eliminated. Then they have the two really tough games against the Lightning and the Bruins, who are, both teams are already clinched. Then they play the Flyers, who have just decided they don't want to play the game of hockey anymore, it seems. They were sitting nicely in a playoff spot pretty much all year, and then John Tortorella did John Tortorella things, scratched their captain, and then ever since then, they just said, all right, if you gave up on our captain, we'll give up on you. That's
yeah,
what
they,
it seems.
They have imploded. I mean, I know the Carter Hart thing certainly did no favors, but they have imploded.
I did do a little bit of research on that last night. So there were three teams affected by this whole scandal with the 2018 Canadian World Junior team. The Flames, Devils, and Flyers. Before the four players of those three teams were charged, all three teams were either sitting above 500 or hovering the NHL 500, as we discussed in the last segment. Since then, all three teams are 36, 43, and 9, making them 36 and 52. So to say that situation has not affected those three teams would be a severe understatement. It was a big thing. It's still a big thing. That situation is not probably going to be settled until the trial date, which is probably not going to be happening until, from what I read from reporters like Rick Westhead from TSN, their trial is not even going to begin until at least 2026. So these guys are going to be sitting in limbo for a very long time.
So we legit, there's a good chance we don't see some of these guys ever again in the NHL.
I would bet a very, very good amount of money that we will never see any of those guys in the NHL again. You are correct. I don't know. It's one of those things. If you haven't read anything about the Hockey Canada scandal, I'm not going to go into any of the details, but it is just the vicious stuff that happened there. So anybody that was involved in that case, I don't anticipate.
Oh,
anyway,
for sure.
Moving back to the Penguins, I think they do make it. I think they get points against the Red Wings and the Islanders. They can afford one more regulation loss as long as, and there goes the NHL. There we go. They can find one way to get in. I think the Islanders, they play the Canadiens, Rangers, Penguins, and Devils. They are probably going to win against the Canadiens, but you're going against three division rivals to end the season. If the Penguins can win their season finale, I think they'll be sitting pretty. So that's my prediction. Even though 2 weeks ago when we did this exact segment, I told you guys to just go to tankathon.com because you guys were just going to go for the number one overall pick, and I was dead wrong.
I mean, it's so similar to what happened with the Steelers. Like, a team that was dead in the water seemingly. Boom, here they come out of nowhere. They had that stretch in late March, or as we got near the end of March, coming off a 5-4 overtime loss to Colorado, the one where they blew the big lead. Back-to-back shootout loss, four consecutive wins, and then an overtime loss. Like, they have just collected points ever since. Since blowing that game in Colorado.
Also in their favor, they have the tiebreaker against all the teams that they're either chasing or with. So if they beat the Red Wings and the Islanders, they may not even need other things to happen around them because they do have the tiebreakers.
Well, there we go. The Charlie Borges hockey roundup. He thinks the Penguins can get in. 2 weeks ago, he said, check out your percentages of a number one pick. Next time, we'll check in to see if Charlie gets it right. Hell, it'll be this time next Wednesday. We will be following the Penguins season finale against the Islanders. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the conversation. Nick Faribault from Steelers Now joins us coming up next. A couple of big draft prospects in town this afternoon. We'll get Nick's take on all of that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Spring is here. So are the deals at Sun Chevy and sunchevy.com. Low of 62 tonight and some rain on the way. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan.